You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Time now for On This Day in 1984, a look back at the Tigers' run to the World Series, brought to you as always by Comerica Bank. Rain and inclement weather wiped out the Tigers' weekend in Boston after a 13-9 victory on Friday the 13th at Fenway. Lance Parrish had his first homer in that one, and Doug Bear got the win in relief of Milt Wilcox, who didn't make it out of the first inning. Red Sox pitcher Bruce Hurst didn't either, as the Tigers scored 8 runs in that first. It was 8-5 after 1. Jerry Remy and Mike Eastler combined for 7 hits. All Detroit starters had at least 1 hit. 7 of them had 2 hits. And yes, the Tigers wanted to push their record to 8-0. But the rains came, some snow came, some sleet came, and washed out the rest of the series. In fact, the Tigers wouldn't play again for 4 days because of the weather. On April the 18th, back in Detroit, at home at Tiger Stadium, against the Kansas City Royals. So on this day, April 14th, there was only a rainout on the Tigers' road to the World Series, presented all season to you by the good people of Comerica Bank. All right, Rob, let's do a little sports wrap stuff.
All right, he is the man, Mark Wilson. The sports wrap is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Okay, nothing happening tonight with everybody off. The Wings, of course, getting ready for their first-round cup playoff series. Friday starts in Boston. Next week, the Wings will be back home after Friday and Sunday at TD Garden. They'll be back Tuesday and Thursday at Joe Louis Arena for games 3 and 4. Pistons finished their really sweet season. Hasn't it been great? That'll be Wednesday in Oklahoma City against the OKC Thunder. And the Tigers are back home, start a 10-game home stand tomorrow. Indians are first up. Cleveland in town. Annabelle Sanchez against Zach McAllister. That's a 7-8 start. First night game downtown. And yes, it is Jackie Robinson Day in baseball. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, Sixers and Celtics are in a heated battle in Philadelphia, with the Sixers up 99-93 in the fourth. Raptors lead the Bucks 91-74. In the fourth, also fourth, Wizards blowing out the Heat tonight without LBJ and Bosch, 107-75. Trevor Ariza with 25 for Washington. Hawks over the Bobcats, 56-52 third. Bulls over the Magic, 50-36 in the second. Rockets lead the Spurs, 48-33. Dwight Howard already a double-double tonight in just the second quarter, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Thunder and Pelicans, it's OKC 44, New Orleans 41 in the second. Coming up in about just a few minutes from now, the Lakers and Jazz will get going in Utah. How about the Lakers, Knicks, and Celtics? Neither make the postseason altogether for the first time ever. No Celtics, no Knicks, no Lakers. Baseball Monday, American League, Baltimore's tacked on another. Tampa has also scored. It's now 7-1. Orioles over the Rays in the sixth. No score, Seattle, Texas in the fourth. Oakland, Anaheim starts in an hour. National League, Atlanta on the Evan Gattis home run. Now leads Philadelphia, 2-1 in the sixth. This is the big one tonight in Cincinnati. I don't know what's going on in the air down in the Natty. There have been 9 home runs hit. We're only in the sixth inning. 9 homers. Sanchez and Walker each have 2 for the Pirates, but 9 dings, and it's only the sixth inning, and it's 7-6 Pittsburgh. A lot of solo shots tonight between the Pirates and the Reds. I think the record's 11, so they could be dancing on history tonight in baseball. Washington over Miami, 5-2 in the seventh. St. Louis leads Milwaukee on that Johnny Peralta homer in the third, 1-0. Coming up, the Mets in Arizona in about a half an hour, Colorado San Diego at 10-10, and that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. So here we are in the 9 o'clock hour. Seriously, you've spent time in Cincinnati. Is there something with the air down there that would force all sorts of solo bombs other than crappy pitching?
It's pretty amazing. I love that ballpark, though, Mark.
The GAB, the Great American Ballpark?
It really is a nice ballpark. What was that? Last summer or 2 summers ago, took a little road trip. Me and my boy JD, we went down there.
How can you like that better than the beautiful Riverfront Stadium?
Oh, please. That place was brutal, Mark. Riverfront.
I just wanted to do that.
Not good. All right, 248-848-1130.
Remember, Riverfront was part of those cookie cutters.
They were all those three of them.
Three Rivers.
Veterans, Three Rivers, and
Pittsburgh,
Riverfront.
Philadelphia, and Cincinnati.
So I guess so far, Mark, I mean, it's obviously nobody's saying the house is on fire
Six and four.
But I just don't like what I've seen offensively. We saw 2 pitchers shut down the Tigers this past weekend in San Diego.
Andrew Cashner, who was amazing.
Mark, he was amazing. Gave up 1 hit that was almost caught. He almost had a no-hitter. It's his second career one-hitter. But he's got great stuff.
You do know, and people, I tweeted this. You realize that would have been the second time the Tigers would have been no-hit in 9 regular season games? Lest we forget, they finished last year with a no-hitter. You know, we never started.
Almost forgot about
that. We never started the season against Kansas City by looking at how many straight innings they've gone, not without a run.
Without a hit. Yeah.
Now, I think they got a hit in the first inning against the Royals.
I don't remember. You're right. I totally forgot that the last game of the season they got no hit.
Was the no-hit bid by the Miami Marlins pitcher. I remember it was Henderson or Alvarez. What was his name? Alvarez Henderson or something?
But I guess the thing is, in those two games, the Tigers scored one run.
Henderson Alvarez. Wasn't that his name?
Henderson Alvarez. And struck out 18 times. What? Mark, that's
well, they've always struck out a lot.
I know.
Now it's magnified because they don't hit much. So the strikeouts become more magnified.
And I'm going to tell you, all you Tiger fans who keep hitting me up on Twitter and they don't get it, I keep saying, this team misses Prince Fielder. Oh, no, he's not. He's batting 139 in Texas. What are you talking about? He's not doing anything. Dude, have you seen your two-time reigning MVP?
Rob, have you learned a lesson?
I don't
get
it.
There are certain themes in this town.
They don't get, hello?
Let's count the themes.
Is this on?
Let's go to the themes.
Hello?
Right now a theme is Joe Dumars is no good.
Exactly. Okay? That's a theme. That's a theme.
Darko Milicic was the worst draft pick in the history of mankind.
That's a theme. Right.
The Red Wings can never miss the postseason or else life will end.
Exactly. That's a theme.
No matter what happens, no matter how you got to retool your squad, they can never miss the you have to go to the playoffs. You have to. Even if you have no chance to win anything, you must go. The Lions, SOL, same old line, it's a theme. What's become a theme now.
And Gator has to be on the radio regardless, no matter what.
Hey.
I just mean he's always been there. I give Gator credit. He's been there a long time.
That had to hurt.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. So a theme now is Prince Fielder should still be a Tiger. People will rip on you.
Oh no, they don't.
They will throw out only the postseason numbers.
That's all they talk about. Mark, if you're telling me this offense without Prince Fielder, and I don't care what Victor Martinez is doing, I don't. I don't understand how in the world we've never seen Miguel. Mark, I know it's only been how many games? 10. You remember him going through these collars and
here you go.
Huh?
Dude, you're going to bring up a very unpopular conversation, and here's the conversation. Somebody, anybody, since August, how many home runs has Miguel Cabrera hit?
How about...
Is it two?
Two. That's exactly...
The one last year and the
one... He was injured last year. He had one, and now he has another one.
What's he paid to do, really?
Hit home runs and not drive in runs, right.
Not get singles. Otherwise, he'd be the leadoff hitter or the ninth hitter.
Exactly.
He's the third hitter for a reason, or whether you hate it or not, a cleanup hitter for a reason.
I really 2.48, 8.48, 11.30.
They didn't just give this guy $30 million a year to drive him through the between the second baseman and the first baseman.
But Mark, are
occasional
you,
hit.
Seriously, are you surprised at the moving around of Cabrera first and third?
In the National League City, they have no choice.
Okay, but the moving around. And number two, batting him fourth. I really think, why would you mess with a guy who's just won?
Look, let me tell you something.
Two
Brad
MVPs.
Ausmus said he was going to do some stuff that might not be greatly popular right off the bat. This is one of them. I think this is what he was indicating.
I think this is a mistake, if you ask me. I think it's a mistake.
I think the other thing that's not popular,
Leland credit. He never moved Miguel.
Didn't touch him.
He never moved him out of that thing.
And we don't touch Prince either.
Never. Those two guys were in the
lineup. Austin Jackson, it took literally A.J. to fall off the grid.
Remember,
they
struck out like 15 times in a row,
no
and then
choice.
They finally said, okay,
I mean, it pained Leland to move him to the sixth hole.
Yep.
Pained him to do it.
But he had no choice.
He's not the kind of guy, what he'll do is rest people at the wrong time, but he doesn't screw around with, I'm gonna try this now.
Well, Brad did the same thing. The kid, Nick, hits a blast at Dodger Stadium in center field, Castellanos.
It was a blast.
Right? Blast, Mark. He did not line up the next day?
I didn't get that.
What? It's the National League. No. Did you just see the home run he just hit? Why is he off the next day? Never.
And I'm surprised.
I don't care. Move somebody else.
I'm surprised because Ausmus knows what it's like. He's played 20 years.
As a player, Mark, you know when you're in a groove and you hit the ball to dead center field at Dodger Stadium.
When Brad Ausmus in 2005 became really the Astros full day, every time, every minute catcher, he got gone on this like incredible offensive streak. He'd raised his batting average. So at the time, Phil Gardner says, I want, you know, and he had that great relationship with Phil anyhow, so I'm keeping him in the lineup. Well, Auspice, you know, was a World Series catcher. He was the catcher, starting catcher, played every minute against the White Sox in that World Series of 2005.
But the White Sox won.
Okay, well, he got there.
No, I'm just saying.
You know, he's there. But the reason he's there is because he had gotten into a rhythm, into a groove. How do you get into a rhythm if you're not going to play the next day? He should know as good as well as anybody. Jim Leland can brag off it. He was a minor league catcher for a million years. Never had his minor leagues.
He never had any success to be like.
But Brad Ausmus spent a lot of time in the majors. I'm ripping him.
I don't get it.
Trash talking Tuesday tomorrow. Trash talking Twitter Tuesday. I'm ripping Brad Ausmus. No.
248-848-1130. Anything else you've seen so far that you don't like?
By the way, did I mention that, Gary? Hit me up here.
That Brad Ausmus does that so far you scratch your head.
And don't forget.
Rajay Davis batting fleet off too, Mark. Where'd that come from all of a sudden?
Speed. Praying on it.
And you know what? He's
praying that he can steal second and third.
I'll give him credit. He's been hitting pretty well on this road trip he did, but I don't see him as a leadoff hitter. I think as time goes on,
he's riding a Rajay wave right now, and he does have some speed. I'm going to say that. I didn't hate the Rajay Davis move. I loved it.
But he's not.
I just didn't think he was an everyday guy.
He's not an everyday guy.
He's not supposed to be. He's supposed to platoon with Andy Dirks.
His numbers will bear out that he's not.
But you know what tomorrow is, Rob, don't you?
What's that?
Take out the papers in the trash.
Threads of trash talking Twitter Tuesday tomorrow. We're just telling you early because we want you to start the hashtag with the TTTT. You can hashtag it on Twitter.
And if you're just joining us, we have some major announcement news, Mark.
Joe Dumars will join us right here on the program at some point this week. We haven't locked it down exactly the day, but he's going to come out here. He's not doing a press conference. So if you want to hear Joe D in unplugged, unhinged, and coming unglued, if you want to hear Joe D, this be the place.
Joe D, commercial-free, right with Sports Night with Parker and the Man. So this will be your opportunity to hear Joe D, what went down, is he happy, is he unhappy, what, just the whole story. I mean, and we're going to give him, Mark, right, as much time as he needs. Whatever Joe D wants to talk about, Mark and I will have our questions. If you want to tweet some questions or Facebook us, we could just send them out. We'll be willing to look at some stuff and see if there's something that we should ask.
It's very possible he'll do a filibuster, so we could be here through the Fox Sports overnight program.
You think so?
We might still be in the chair when Shepard walks in the morning at 7 o'clock.
Shep might come and say, can I ask a question?
He might be here, so I'll just say, hey, Matt, take your chair. You talk to Joe now. I've been talking to him for like 12 hours.
I doubt Joe's going to be on that.
He's going to filibuster. It's going to be like gerrymandering. It's going to be redistricting.
Why would it be a Joe-a-buster instead of a filibuster?
It could have been a Joe-a-buster.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's 9:20 on Sports Night with Parker Demand, 248-848-1130. More Tiger talk, more about what's going on with the weekend and coming up against the Indians. It's a 10-game homestand. If you're ever going to start to say, hey, maybe there's something, can we already talk about maybe this is a huge deal? They're 6-4, yes, but boy, the last week, something that feels a little amiss there.
And don't forget, Mark, what they've had, 3 walk-off wins? Those games could have gone either way, and I know they won, and I'm not discounting it.
You said you'd never discount victory.
I want to tell you, ever have I ever?
No.
Nope. I will never poo-poo winning. Winning is winning.
Because it's a short menu.
That's right.
Sports Night with Parker Demand, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Do you or anyone you know out there in this big, wide, wonderful world we call the globe have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you've been looking for? If so, you need to contact the good people, the fine folk at United Credit.
That's right, Mark. United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years experience, they've got an A+. You can't do better than A+, Rob. A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and have achieved results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right, Mark. So, you know what? Pick up the phone. Let them help you restore your score.
I love that. Better than restore the roar.
That's
restore
right.
the score.
And get the credit you deserve. Call them today at 877-274-7654.
877-274-7654. We're talking United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United credited.
Few minutes away from sports wrap time, we'll get you caught up and see how many more homers have been hit in the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game. We'll get to a little bit of Red Wings playoff stuff. We got a whole week to do it. You know, that's your fault, NHL, for starting it Friday. You got a whole week before anything happens. Some really cool numbers, though, on the Red Wings, too, by the by. And, Rob, you said you watched Pacquiao and Bradley. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you surprised, since you've been around the boxing game forever, that in 2014, Bob Arum is
still getting paid. He's still getting paid.
Are you stunned that nobody, there's nobody else?
No, Mark, it's kind of like, you know, that's like, I don't want to say.
Is that a Pope job?
I don't want to say it is a Pope job. It's like a mafia kind of thing. You know, they got a deals. Two guys like that pass on. They're not giving that up. Mark, if you wanted to start your own, right, you say, we don't need Bob Arum, right?
Well, people have tried.
We'll do our thing, right? And where are you going to do it? Not in Vegas, right?
Not in Vegas.
Nobody will give you the venue. Why is that, Mark? Because they're in bed together. It's like the mob.
But it's still 2014.
Doesn't matter. They won't do it. I'm telling you. You will not get. You wouldn't be able to get at one gym, one spot in Las Vegas to have your own fight. Am I right?
We got these fights coming up this weekend here in Detroit. Now they're not big prize fights. They're not major pay-per-view fights. No one's getting paid.
Is this Ron Cameron? Is this
is part of his thing, yeah. But it's also
Gary, you're the best.
It's also Coach Mo, who's now running, you know, with Emmanuel Stewart.
That's Mo.
No, with Emmanuel Stewart passed. Coach Mo is running this new Clark Street
gym. Late great.
Yeah. Kronk is kind of, you know, it was Emmanuel Stewart. Emmanuel Stewart was Kronk. They went to kind of hand in hand. And Coach Muhammad is now trying to do this kind of thing and bring boxing back to the town. But you're right. It's not of the magnitude. It's not at the level that a Pacquiao fight or a Mayweather fight or a Marquez Alvarado fight would even be. I keep seeing the name Bob Arum and thinking, what year am I living in? Because it just seems like
I saw
what
him.
Is he now? He's almost 80.
You didn't see a shot of him? He was there.
Yeah, he's there. He's there. He's there.
Make sure he gets his check. Where's my cash?
That's all he cares. Between him and Don King over the course of years, how much money went through those guys?
I used to always argue with people. I always supported Don King, Mark, and from this standpoint, boxing is crooked. So you can't make Don King out to be the bad guy. You know how many great fighters die broke and the agents took their money? I'm not saying it's right, but Don King is no worse than anybody else who's ever been in that game. It's just like the music industry. Mark, go talk to the artists. Go talk to people who have been robbed of their revenue and all the stuff and had taken from them. I mean,
the landscape is littered.
Littered, and that's just my point. Don King did it well, man. He took them to the cleaners. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at people for not doing what's right and being smart about their business.
With Bob Arum. I don't know why. Can't get past it, you know? All right, coming up, we got a sports wrap. And a little more Tiger stuff, and then we'll do a little Wings before we're done tonight, because they're really stunning to a team that has never seen these numbers, or at least in our – let's put it this way. If you're – what time do you start paying attention, Rob, in life when you're younger to sports stuff? What about what age are you? 8, 7?
Yeah, by the time you're 9, you're full-blown.
When
I was 9 years old, Mark, baseball cap every day. I played catch every day.
You knew the scores.
Into it. I knew every
You could
team.
Read papers like box scores, or someone have to read them to you?
No, I could read. At 9? I was reading 3 newspapers a day
at 9.
At 9.
Dude, I don't even think I'd been toilet trained at
Mark,
nine.
I was into it.
Well, anyhow, if you were 9, you'd be pushing 30 the last time the Wings were this poor going to a postseason. You'd be almost 30 years old. You've been done with high school, college. Your first marriage is over. You know, your kids have left you.
God only knows.
The second marriage might be over.
No, I won.
The other kids
have
left you.
One is enough. I had one. I'm good.
So that's how long it's been since we've seen this kind of thing in Hockey Town over there at one Joe Louis Drive on Atwater Street. Anyhow, we'll get to that coming up, final half hour. And we'll do more Wings business as we get closer to the game against the Bruins on Friday night at the TD Garden. But we got a sports wrap next. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130. You can watch us, parkerandtheman.com, premiersportstalknetwork.com. We video stream. We're that hot. We're that cool. And we got the Minions right over there. And we're sitting right here at the Fan. So that's big time, too.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.